Let me get a C note. Perfect. What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking to Valz and listening to his song, Fear of God, from his mixtape, Reborn. So stay tuned.
Hello, guys. I'm Maria.
And I am Kadastrophe.
And we're on the mic with Valz. Tell the people who you are.
Yeah, what's up? My name is Valz. I'm 28 years old from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm a Christian rapper, man. You know, doing things for God, doing things for Jesus.
Awesome, awesome. We're so excited to connect with you today. We're just going to ask a couple of questions that most people might want to know the answer to. Let's dive in. So you've told us who you are. Tell us what you are. What are your personal roles?
Well, my personal role is I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I'm also, you know, a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, you know, I'm just trying to do whatever God wants me to do, whatever His will is, and, you know, I'm here just to do whatever needs to be done to be building the kingdom of God.
Dope. That's dope.
Father, husband, and minister. That's amazing. And how is that for you to battle all of these different roles, or balance, I'll say, balance all of these different roles?
Yeah. I mean, it has its challenges, you know. It has its challenges as being a father, to like being the minister and the priest of the household. But I mean, as long as I know that I'm doing my job, keeping my family and my kids on the right track,
mm-hmm.
I'm keeping God in the middle of it all, making God number one, then I'm pretty sure, you know, God has my back no matter what.
Absolutely.
Well, for sure.
Okay, so how has your spiritual journey been over the course of your life, and what brought you to Christianity?
Okay, well, I was raised off in the church, but, you know, I kind of strayed away from the church a little bit because I would, you know, do my own thing without having the father figure in my life. You know, there's probably a lot of men out there that can relate, mm-hmm. having a father figure, but going to find that fatherly advice in the streets and, you know, selling drugs and, you know, gang banging, you mm-hmm. know, stuff like that, being an alcoholic. And once I had my child, my son, I just, like, did not want him to have the same life that I grew up as. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up not having a dad. And a lot of people are like, oh, you don't have a dad, but you're going to, you know, watch, you're going to start running towards the world more, start running towards what's going on with just like partying and mm-hmm. what the music industry has, you know. And I found music when I was 13 years old. When I found it, it was something that actually did help me keep off the streets too. So I just like stopped doing all the other stuff, but started doing more music.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started doing more music, it came to more partying, more drinking, more, sleeping around, you know, with different women every night, mostly different weekends. You know, I just do like shows here and there, and it was just be like that. But then I found my son's mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was just supposed to be like a regular, you know, hookup, but she got pregnant, and I just, we were together for about 3 years, and like whenever I was like with her for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
I kind of stopped doing the music, I kind of stopped doing everything else, like with church and everything, and I just started focusing on just my son more, and I wanted him to have, you know, a father that's going to be a lot more
mm-hmm.
sober and not be messing around. But then when me and my son's mom divorced, that made me kind of just go back to it, you know, go back to drinking and going back to smoking weed and sleeping around different women, and kind of made me in a depressed state of mind and suicidal, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't really like that. So I went back to the church that I was raised in, and that same night I gave my life to God, and I just decided, you know what, I'm just tired of playing around, I'm tired of playing games, and mm-hmm. I just want to live a life that's according to God's will, and I want to live a life full of, I'm not going to say peace, because during this, it's really not peace, it's more of a struggle,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, going through these storms and these struggles, it humbles us,
right.
It humbles us to be those people that we're called to be, you know, because we all have testimonies, we all have a backstory,
yeah.
but it just determines on how we handle that backstory. You know, we can't cry over spilled milk, we just got to pick up a towel and start cleaning it, you know?
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, and
but I think, like, I've been safe for at least, like, 3 years or 4 years now. I've been safe for 4 years, been clean and sober for 4 years, and I've just been doing a thing for God, just rapping and providing for the family, going to church. But
that's good.
It does have its battles.
Of course.
Understandable. And I really appreciate your honesty. And, you know, a lot of us have a similar backstory to where we all fall short in some area or struggle. And then we go back to God and, you know, he accepts us with open arms. So that's good. Now, what brought you to Christian hip hop then?
I would say, cause I've always been into music.
Mm-hmm.
Like since I was 13, but the main thing that called me towards Christian hip hop was, you guys probably know him, it's Hog Mom 7.
Hmm.
And when I would listen to his music and I would sit there and bump his music, like, I found him and I was like, who the heck is this guy? I was like, who is this? Like, look at this, like, straight up gangster, like,
right,
he's like more gangster than all the other Christian rappers that I seen. And I was like, this guy's like straight G'd up, you know, and he's all tatted up and everything. So I was like, huh. And I was like, starting like going through his music and I started listening to all of his music. I'm like, wow. Like, if he could do it, if God can change his life from what he's been through, God can definitely change me.
Wow.
You know? And I'm like, if I could be with him plus doing it for God himself, like building a kingdom and doing something that's actually positive instead of actually going out there rapping like, oh, I got money, I'm better, I could take a girl and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and do this and do that, and I'm going to hurt you, I'll do this. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to be beefing it with nobody. You know, I just rather be building the kingdom of God and showing that the powerfulness is behind it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like seeing. I mean, being rapping in the world to coming to rapping for God now, it's a whole different battle. It's a spiritual battle. And that's what opened my eyes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when I seen that, I was like, man, I want to do it. Like, I'd rather make music for God instead of making music for the devil, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen. It's always good when, you can hear a Christian artist speak to you in your language.
Right. Right. And go ahead.
Cause a lot of times when people speak of rap period, it's like they just put this connotation on it that, you know, it's just bad. But then when you put Christian in front of rap, then, because I was guilty of this, then they automatically think of it as something like, oh, Christian rapper? I don't want to hear that, you know?
I think the influence that 7 had on you is exactly what we want with the Christian hip-hop culture, period, is to have that influence on its listeners, believers and non-believers. So that's amazing to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I even did, like, a couple performances with my church, and people, they look at me, and they see me, like, I still dress the same, you know what I mean? But they tell me, like, you're Christian, bro, you gotta dress differently. I'm like, I know I'm Christian, but, you know, God loves me regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not the way I look, it's how my relationship is built with God.
Right.
You know, and, like, when they see me up there rapping, and they see me all, like, how I'm G'd up, and blah, 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 they're like, wow, why does he look like that? Like, he's G'd up, but he still raps for God, like, wow, like, I wonder how his testimony is. And I have people actually go, like, what's your testimony, bro? Like, how did you find God? And I told them, and they're like, wow, that's crazy. Like, can you pray for me? I said, yeah, let's pray, dude. Well, let's pray. I'll get your number down. Here's a free CD. You know, I'm not even charging you for a CD. Here's a free CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want you to go around and just let everybody know that Jesus changed your life. And that's the only gift that should matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah, for sure. Let's do it. Like, oh, yeah. And I think a lot of people like that because when they see something, because when I first started like hearing Christian rap, I was like, man, these guys are fake. I don't even care. You know, like I seen T-Bone in concert and when I seen that, I was like, you know, I don't really, like, it's not really that cool with me. I was like, I'm just going to bump whatever I'm going to bump. You know what I mean? But then when it came down to like actually digging into the Christian rap, like it's like its own genre of music, you know, and it's crazy because it's not like just, it's a thing that God is building that's really powerful. And I see it as, like, I want to be part of that movement. Like, I want to be part of that movement to build the kingdom of God.
Right.
In that kind of way where there's, like, a lot of people that are going around that are still on drugs, that are still drinking, that are still partying, and they don't even know what they're facing. But then we got to bring the truth and bring the light, you know, and tell them that Jesus is the answer, you know?
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. So you said you started rapping at... 13. So,
yeah,
as most Christian rappers, in my opinion, you know, have an extensive journey, and it usually is started in, you know, secular rap. So how was the transition from secular rap into Christian hip hop? How was that for you?
It was a little difficult at first, because when I was first doing secular rap, it was just basically like I had a lot of support. People were like, "Oh yeah, his music is bad. That music's sick." But when I started putting out Christian rap, all the world hated it. You know, they started like, "Oh, I don't like his new music. I think it's garbage. His old stuff is better." And that kind of put a toll on me. Like, wow, like you guys think I'm that bad? I'm like, you guys are gonna deny it. But then I thought like a verse popped up where Jesus was saying like, the world will deny you, but I'll accept you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you go in my name, the world's gonna deny you. But I was like, all right, well, that shows people true colors, you know. But I still gotta love them regardless.
Yeah.
Right.
And if either they can love to hate it or they can hate to love it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was challenging because like it did get me a little discouraged. But I was like, nah, I gotta keep going forward. I can't let the devil lie to me.
Right.
You know, I gotta just push forward and go forward with God, and you know, God's gonna pave the way.
Absolutely. The best way to confirm when you have a spiritual calling on your life is how much is attacking it. A lot of the times when the devil is placing a lot of energy and attacking a specific area, that's how you know, keep moving in that area. Because Satan is afraid. He's afraid of you as a Christian hip hop artist. He's afraid of that.
Because that's power. I think people really, I think people really underestimate, you know, the power and first of all, music alone, but rap, Christian rap, especially when, you know, everybody, I feel like if you don't listen to, you know, gospel, like singing or R&B or something like that, then it's like people are just prone to rap music. And when they can hear something that, that their heart is saying, cause I feel like a lot of people that listen to rap music, especially, you know, the rap music that's in the industry, most of them listen to it because they know somebody else that listens to it. And it may not even be something they actually like. They just might like the beat or something like that.
It's trendy.
You know, it's trendy. So when they hear, just like you heard, when they hear somebody is talking about something that they want to talk about and looks like them, they identify with that person. And, you know, that's not something that just happens to you. That can happen to anybody. And when that does happen, it makes you want to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah, it does. Because like when I first, like how I said, like when I first heard Seven, I was like showing everybody. I was like, check this dude out. I was like, listen to it. My brother was in prison and I like, we're having like the call and I told him, I was like, listen to the song, bro. I listen to him. He goes, who's that? Oh, his name's Seven. Oh, he's from Hard Mom. He's like, really? He goes, oh, okay. And then he's like straight up told me, he goes, are you trying to make the Christian rap? I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards it. He's like, I think you should, bro, because I don't want you in jail like how I am. I was like, I'm down to do it. Like, that kind of, like, just made me, that gave me kind of, like, my own brother telling me, like, being in prison, like, you should do it. You know, that's, like, confirmation. Like, you know, God used him to tell me do it, you know? So I was like, all right, well, let's do it then.
Wow. Yeah.
It's
been real fun, but it also has its challenges though, because there's times I'm just like, man, I don't even want to rap, I don't even want to make a song, but then it's just like, I remember why I'm doing it. You know, it's not for me, it's for that gangbanger that's out there, it's not for that a soul that's out there that's going through the same thing that I went through,
right?
Or that wants change in their life and wants to be better than what they are right now and wants to be in the right. Be in that state of mind of wanting to just be clean and wanting to be set free from the bondage that they're in, you know? And it's for God too, you know, maybe it's for God.
Yeah, it's worship.
Right. It's for the kingdom. I mean, and this is a struggle that a lot of hip hop artists, Christian hip hop artists have, or really any type of Christian entrepreneur, period, especially if they're an entertainer of any sort. And a lot of times, even us, what we do is we'll look in the mirror sometimes and we'll say to ourselves, look, I don't have to be rich. I don't have to be famous.
I don't have to be talented in the eyes of men. This is all for God's kingdom, all for God's glory. And sometimes just repeating certain things to you helps keep your spirit up even when the devil is trying to convince you otherwise. He's trying to convince you that you're no good at this, or he's trying to convince you to quit altogether. We know to avoid all of that. We know to just ignore that because we know that's not true. So that's good. I mean, I'm really happy to hear, you know, that you're pushing forward regardless of some of the issues or difficulties that you might face within this journey.
Right, because in this day and age, I feel like most Christian hip hop artists feel like, man, am I like the only one out here doing this? Because, yeah. like you said,
it does make me feel like that too. Because it's like I'm over here at my church, and I'm the only one that's doing it in my church. Mm. You know, we did have one brother that was doing it, but he passed away from having leukemia, and he's with the Lord now. But I mean, after when he took off, it kind of like made me feel like, okay, now I gotta step up my game, you know, because at first, like, he was like the main one, like, he would be the main one going around traveling and, you know, making money for his music. And while he's battling leukemia, he's doing shows too at the same time, you know? So it's kind of like, I was like, all right, well, now that he's kind of passed on, it's kind of like, here's a toll, it's going on to you, Val. Like, here you go, but like, I want you to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's like a big weight, not really like a big weight, kind of like I don't want to feel like a burden, but it's kind of like big shoes to fill. You know what I mean?
Right. Pressure.
So it's like, yeah. So I'm just like, okay, well, am I the only one that's sharing my church message with me? But when I started doing it more, one of my other friends, he's on one of my songs and on my album that I just released it. He's getting more into the music. He goes, bro, let's write this song. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm like, okay. So he'll send me beats. He goes, look, I'm already writing to the song. And we already did a couple of tracks together and we performed them together over there. So it's just like, it's cool. Like during that time, I was thinking like, man, am I going to do this by myself? But then God's like, I'm going to send you a helper too. Mm-hmm. So God has sent me my friend to be able to anoint him and to be able to like have him give him words too, and have us both do it together, you know? So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So outside of, you know, finding Seven and kind of listening to some of his music and realizing, okay, this is something that I want to do, is there another way that you'd like to share that maybe Christian hip hop has influenced you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kept me accountable. You know, it's kept me accountable to what I used to do, because there's times where I'm just like, you know what, I just want to go back to be doing whatever I was, because I haven't been performing maybe as much as I used to in, like, back then. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like, but then I just think about it, like, God will tell me, like, but you need to build on a relationship more with me, too. Mm-hmm. You know, don't just focus on the ministry. Don't just focus on the ministry, but make me your ministry. Make me part of it. Make me number one in your ministry.
Right.
So it's just like, the right thing is that it kept me accountable to my walk with God. It kept me accountable to just, you know, stay on that straight path, to even get closer. Because every single time I write a song, or every single time that I sit there and I'll try to record a song, I'll have a song written out, and if I'm having trouble recording it, then I'm like, you know what, God, let me talk to you real quick. Stop everything, and I'm just like, okay, God, how do you want me to do it? Use me, anoint me, use me as your vessel. Let this song come out clear, and let it be able to reach, even if it's just that one person, let it be able to reach that one person.
Right.
And then when I sit there, record it, and I listen to it, I'm like, oh, okay, so it comes out good. So I don't know if you guys heard that song that I sent you guys through your... is called Fear of God. That was the one that I actually did from that.
Okay.
I showed it to everybody in my church, and oh man, oh, that song is sick. Oh, you could tell that song is bad. I was like, okay, that's nice. I'm like, thank you, God.
Right.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to play that during this episode. So what other artists, and this is any genre, what other artists has inspired you musically?
Man, it's been a lot. I mean, when I was back doing a lot of music back then, I would say probably Bone Thugs and Harmony, okay. Bow Wow, Tupac, a little bit of Biggie, some Kurt Cobain's, who else? I by Slim Thug.
Okay.
Dr. Dre, Eminem, you know, mostly all like the old school stuff. Cause I don't really, I listen to like the new stuff now and I'm like, that's not music. Like, it's not really rap. I'm like, but okay, if you guys want to call it that.
Yeah.
Not downing anybody, but I'm just like, oh, that's not what I kind of grew up on, man. I'm like, when I'm listening to music like Bone Thugs, like, I would listen to that. Like, that was like one of my biggest names influence, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Right. You know, and it was crazy too because I seen their transition, you know, like at first they were worshiping the devil. You know, then you look in the music videos, you see a lot of Ouija board, you see the crystal ball, you see like a lot of their stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it looks like they're actually doing evil demonic rituals. But Then when you go a little bit more forward towards now, you see them like worshiping in God. And I seen ASAP Preach, he did a song with Lazybone. And Lazybone's sitting there like praising God in the song with them. And I was like, oh, dang, oh, that's what's up. I was like, cool, you know?
Right. But,
yeah, I mean, those are like the kind of big names, but like now I listen to like a lot more Christian rap than anything. Like I listen to Young Bro, I listen to Brian Trio from Kingdom Music, I listen to Seven, ASAP Preach, it's like basically a lot of them. But mostly right now I'm kind of stuck on Young Bro though, because he's pretty sick. I've been listening to him and he's like, reminds me of like a Bone Thugs and Harmony kind of guy. Like, you know, he could bust all fast and start rapping all fast. And I'm like, wow, like, you get it, bro. Get it, dog.
I can tell you something that I noticed about Christian hip hop now and about, you know, just regular secular music back then. Like right now, I feel, you know, the newer music and secular hip hop, rap or what have you, you know, a lot of it sounds the same, but back in, you know, the earlier days, everyone had a distinctive sound. There was so many different people rapping that sounded different. Nobody sounded alike.
And it was all good.
And I think that is the case with Christian hip hop right now. Because I haven't really heard too many people who sound just alike in Christian hip hop recently.
Not to where it's almost inseparable. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are more unique within the Christian hip hop culture, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's because, you know, it's God involved. So, you know, God is having them speak through their voice and nobody else's.
If you had to choose a hip hop artist to cross over to Christian hip hop, who would that artist be?
From secular music?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a good question. Man, I'll probably say Eminem, honestly.
That's a good answer.
I would like to see Eminem convert over to Christian hip hop. I'll be sick.
Right. It would be crazy to see that type of lyrical ability, you know, worshiping God.
Yeah. And somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he can do that much, if he can get as far as he's gotten in secular music, he would take over the world in Christian music.
He'd probably influence a lot of people to also cross over.
For sure. For sure. He definitely influenced
Because, like, Eminem, like, you think about Eminem as, like, one of the OG, like, rappers from back then. You know what I mean? Like, with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, all of them, like, you think about all that. And if Eminem was to convert, man, he'll probably get a lot more Christian, like, a lot more rappers to convert, too.
Right. Sure.
You know, a lot of fans will hate it, but you think about, like, all, like, the other rappers, they'll be like, you know what? If he could do it, I could do it.
Right.
Look at all the peace and joy that he's walking around with. He's not even doing no drugs. He's not even smoking. And he's happy walking around with a smile on his face 24/7. How is that?
Right.
About that.
Right.
And then like the Christian, like you see all the rappers now, they're numbing their pain away with drugs, alcohol, and women. You know, that's just mainly what the industry is.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, if he was to convert, a lot of rappers would convert too.
Yeah, agreed.
For sure.
What are your goals within hip hop and within the ministry as a whole?
Man, I just want to put a smile on God's face, but I mean, I just want to go as far as God can take me, you know, and I know with God, anything is possible, you know, as long as I stay connected with him, I'm with it. You know, if he wants me to go here, he wants me to go there, I'll go, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely our goal as well. Now, back to the topic of Christian hip hop. What do you feel about the state that Christian hip hop is in right now?
I'll say it's the Christian hip hop scene right now. I would say like it's a lot more. It's on the move like never before. You know, it's on the move like it's real powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's also like I just hope a lot of the Christian rappers are not just doing it just for their recognition.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. because like they're like we're human. You know, we still have pride in us.
Yeah.
We still have like that. Like look at me, you know what I mean? But I just want a lot of the Christian rappers just to remember like it's for God, you know,
right.
it's for the lost souls
right.
in the world. And right now it's moving. Like it's on the move. A lot of people I've seen in like I look at the music videos that I watch with Young Bro and Seven and all of them, and it's like thousands of viewers, you know. Yeah. And with mine, it's like barely a little bit, but it's still some, you know.
Yeah.
It's still some that are there.
Yeah,
you know, and people are like, it's just crazy again, especially these times that we're going through right now. You know, with the pandemic, with
right.
the riots, and
right.
you know, with this whole everything, you know, it's just it's on the move because people want to see positive in the world right now.
Right.
They don't want to see negative,
right?
Because that's all the news is right now. It's all negative. You know, it's just like, oh, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at this.
Right.
You know, but
I think don't want to see that.
When you show people fear, mm-hmm. that's making people like, that's like kind of like how like what the tissue thing went on.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody buying tissue. You can't even find a roll of tissue for like how long? Like two, three weeks, 4 weeks, almost like a month, 2 months.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, it was tissue because why one person was scared and did it and then everybody started doing it. And then the news started feeding it.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and it's just like everybody started panicking through it. But I guarantee that if you were to see it on the news, like I seen this TikTok that these people were like rioting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these guys went up to like the cops, and the cops are like telling them, like, step back, like, no, don't get close. But the people are there and said, let me pray for you. So they started praying over the cops, and all the cops stood there and they bowed their heads and gave reverence to God and started praying. I'm like, you don't see that on the news.
Right.
If you would have seen it on the news, everybody would have been doing it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the news yeah. likes to paint their own little version of the truth.
Yeah, because they still want ratings. They still want ratings. I think Christian hip hop, Christian music in general overall is what the world needs. And I believe that, you know, they're showing it. They're not saying it directly, but you can see through people's actions that this is what they need. Now, I know you were speaking about how you were in the studio earlier and, you know, how you get in the middle of recording a song. I want to know what's your writing process like. I always love hearing people's processes writing because writing itself is a journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my writing process it'll take a couple days. It could take a week, you know, it could take at least, like right now I'm writing this song and I've been stuck on the hook for at least maybe a week.
Right.
But I have the beat already, you know, so I'm like, okay, God, how do you want me to write it? What do you want me to preach to it? You know,
right.
use me as your, like anoint my lips, you know, touch my lips and just use me. Like, what do you want me to do? And God put it in my heart, like, I want you to rap about the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Rap about what the Holy Spirit has done for you. Rap about for the Holy Spirit can do for others. I'm like, okay, well then how can I put that together, like in the puzzle, to complete the picture, you know?
Right.
So sometimes I'll just sit there and I'm like thinking to the beat. Sometimes I'll sit there and just be like, okay, like right now I have the beat, and I'll sit there and I'll think. And I'll play the beat back and back and back and back until I could be able to get the right flow, until I could be able to get the right words.
Right.
And how I could be able to fit it together into one puzzle, you know, one piece. And, it took me at least like a whole week just to get these words down. It was crazy. It goes, I'll say it to you, it goes, I'm blowing around with the fire, rebuilding this kingdom, it's empire. I'm anointed with the coal. It's running from my head to my feet, deep down to my soul. And it was like, it took me a week just to write, just for the hook, you know, like, oh my God, like, okay, God. Now what else, like, how do you want me to write the verse now? I've been writing the verse and it's been taking me already like 3 days to write the verse. It's a process, and I trip out because even back then when I would write secular music, it would take me like a whole night to write one verse of a song, you know? Mm-hmm. But whenever I sit here and I think I'm writing a 2-3 minute, 3.5 minute song, but it takes me a whole week to write it. And that trips my mind because I'm like, that's crazy. I don't even know how I can do it, but God does it through me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can definitely understand that we all kind of go through that similar process, especially when we're including God in the writing process. You know, sometimes it can be quick, like, okay, I know the Holy Spirit was with me during this time. And then sometimes it can be kind of slow. And I think that is for our own improvement. You know, a lot of times us as Christians, we think that because God is involved, that things are going to be easy. And then when it's not easy, we're questioning whether or not God is involved. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of that is to help mold us into what God has destined for us to be. So definitely understandable. Okay, so what projects are you currently working on now?
So I just released my my first ever Christian rap mixtape. It's called Reborn. I just released it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Trying to release it more on different streaming platforms like iTunes and, you know, YouTube Music, a couple, and Pandora a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So I'm done with that one, but I'm trying to promote as much as possible, you know, so we could spread the word. But I think what I'm going to try to work on right now is kind of focus on a couple music videos for that from the album, because I just don't want to keep playing out music and playing out music. I want to tell a story behind the music, because, like, the One Fear of God, it tells a story. You know, it tells a story of, like, the night that I was, that I first gave my life to God, or the night before I gave my life to God, you know? Right. So I want to talk about that, and I want to share that and give it a visual effect, not just like this, though. Because when you read a book, you wonder in your mind, like, oh, this is imaginary to that book, you know? But when you actually, when the movie to the book comes out, you see it and you're like, oh, well, that's cool. I like how they did that. Like, I want the people to see it also too. I just want them to hear it. I want them to see it and witness it on how God affected me. But I think it's just, right now my projects are just more music videos, you know, and I try to get that. I only made one music video out of my entire rap career. And that was one of them that was in the music. Right. And it was one because, you know, finances are hard, man. Like, and it's hard to find people down here that in my area that actually want to give a good person a good price. You know?
Right.
But it's like, because like when people are good with something, they want to start overcharging.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I don't got the money for that. But yeah. Give me a minute, I'll give the money. You know? But I just think it's just more music videos I want to go ahead and do. Mm-hmm. And maybe after a couple of those music videos, start working on another mixtape, another album, and, you know, get it out there.
Okay. And we say go for it. Look, a lot of times, especially when we're just starting out, we don't have the resources to, you know, make a good quality video, at least not like the videos that you might see in the industry. And the thing is, people will even clown you, even Christians, they will clown you and they'll say, okay, this is trash. But I say go for it. Even if it's not the best right now, this is the position that you're in. And as far as I'm concerned, everything that you need to do, everything that God has destined you to do, you already have all those resources to do it. Even if you don't see it, He is giving you He has equipped you with everything you need to live out your destiny. So go for it. All right. Well, I am ready to hear Fear of God. Right?
Yes, yes.
All right. I'm going to play it right now. Is there anything you want to tell us about this track before I play it?
Yeah, I mean, well, this song is basically just something, it talks about kind of a backstory on what I used to do, you know, selling drugs and kind of rebelling against God and rebelling against the world and not really trying to, not rebelling against the world, rebelling against the church, you know, and just doing my own thing. But that night that I had basically this, God gave me like a vision and it scared me. So I just decided like, well, forgive me, God. I repent. I'll move forward and let's go. You know, let's run with this. Let's not walk. Let's not crawl with it, but let's run. And let's just do what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play it right now. Fear of God, everyone. Let's get it.
Fear of God by Vals. Vals, where can they where can the people find this song?
This song, you guys can be able to find it on Spotify. You can find my whole entire album on there. All you gotta do is just type in Reborn. And also you can just find it on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Lil Vals, kinda like how you spell Lil Wayne, but okay. Lil Vals, LilValz 505. And I would have all my music right there, but also right now I'm mainly streaming on Spotify. So I'll just say, just type in my album, Reborn Vals, VALZ, and you guys, that's my entire album right there. You guys can listen to the whole thing.
Okay. And guys, okay. You can also check the description for a link to this track on YouTube.
Yes,
yeah, it's on YouTube.
And push that button and keep on pushing it until you can't push it no more. Because this is all for the kingdom.
Yeah.
It's all for the kingdom.
Yeah. And one thing that I love to hear is any Christian song that isn't lacking the message, that the message is definitely there and it's definitely something that listeners are going to relate to. That is, you know, what I love to hear the most, you know, regardless of how it sounds. A lot of the times, the main thing that really excites me about Christian hip hop is just knowing that the message is in there and it's definitely there. So that was good.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And what I like to hear is I love to hear people like be honest and vulnerable about their struggles as a Christian, because, you know, in Christianity, you know, the people who are on the outside looking in, they get this idea that we're just like, you know, perfect people. And, you know, where we walk is, you know, white clouds floating behind us or something. But in actuality, like we have real problems just like everybody else, you know. It might be more, might be more intense, to be completely honest.
Oh yeah. I mean, honestly, if you really think about it, it's more of a battle than anything, because like there's like how Seven and them said, like this faith walking ain't no cakewalk. You know what I mean? Like we're human, and especially like us that have been in the world, because like when you think about it and you try to stay on that same mindset of doing positive and trying to stay happy, stay filled up in the Lord. But then you also got the devil over here tapping on your shoulder, like, hey, look, come check this out. I got this for you. You know, come over here and, like, temptation, money, but, like, recognition, all this stuff.
Right.
And it's everywhere like, in this world that we
battle. Like, we battle with that. Like, me, I'm not perfect, man. I'll never say that I'm perfect. Right. But I know God is perfect. And I know me as a person, I need a Savior. And that's what Jesus did. He died on the cross for all of us because we all need a Savior. He took the punishment on the cross for all of us. That we deserve, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're born in sin,
right?
You know, but
that's what I like.
I just want us to share the joy of the Lord together, you know.
Yeah,
and that's just what I want.
Right.
That's right.
So, what else do you do? I mean, what else is in your skill set?
What else is in the world? I'm sorry.
What else is in your skill set? What else do you do?
With my church, we would like to put on a lot of dramas, like acting and stuff like that. So I do have a little bit of acting skills behind me.
Okay.
That's cool.
So yeah, I mean, I would like to be in a Christian movie, a faith-based movie. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be pretty fun, man. I see a lot of movies like man, I don't know if you guys ever knew about it too. You know, Royal Master P is actually converting too.
Yeah.
And that's crazy that I see that happening.
Yep. Hey, Master P, if you need somebody for a Christian movie.
I seen this movie that's on Netflix. It's called Never Heard. And it was like a faith-based movie with Romeo. And then you see Master P and they're like, they're giving glory to God. And they're like, they basically converted. And I'm like, I seen a couple of interviews that they did. And I was like, wow, like, they're doing it. Like,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a... I can only imagine all the different talents inside of Christian hip hop. Because yes, we do Christian hip hop. Yes, we make music to glorify the Lord and we rap to do so. But like all of the other talents, that's what I want to find out.
We have so many gifts. We're all jack of all trades. And Master P, Pure Flix, reach out.
Cameron. If you're out there.
So do you freestyle any?
Not really. I think I'm more of a better writer than I am a freestyle, honestly.
For sure.
Okay.
I gotta sit there and think, and that's where like more creativity comes out, because I can actually sit there and think and like the realness will come out. But when I freestyle,
Right.
A lot of people too, like back when I used to do secular music, they used to tell me like, bust the flow, like there's Donald rap. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Just sit there and just think about it and let the creativity let it flow through me, you know what I mean?
Right. So when can we expect to hear more?
I'll say real soon, because I know I'm trying to release a song like every single, I don't know, every single week or two on my YouTube channel. That's like mainly where I release new music at, is my YouTube. But I'm trying to, like, right now I'm in the process of working on a song. The one that's called, it's called Holy Fire. And I'm in the process of working on that one. So I'll say real soon, a lot of music's going to be coming real soon. This ain't the end of it. You know, this is just the beginning.
Okay.
If you could choose, you know, one valuable point that you would want your listeners to take from your music or from this interview, what would it be?
I would just say one point is, I mean, salvation, you know?
Salvation.
I mean, if you're going through anything, if you're going through anything and you're hurting and you're in pain, or even like you lost a loved one, or, you know, or if you're walking around prideful, you know, like, if you don't have that love in your heart, just remember that God can feel it and God can change anybody.
Amen.
You just got to open up and accept him. You know what I mean? Accept God and let him work through you. Let the Holy Spirit work through your heart. Let the Holy Spirit guide you and watch what God can do, because God is the God of possible, not the God of impossible.
Facts.
You know, and he could do anything. Facts. If you stay with God, he could do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
I ain't seen nothing he can't do yet.
Absolutely.
Great. All right. So God can take you so far, but God can take you further.
Absolutely. So is there anything else that you would like to say to your listeners about yourself, your music, projects, your visions, beliefs, anything?
I really just stay prayed up, and just know God loves you. You know, God loves every single one of you. And, you know, if he could do it for me, he could do it for you too. You know, there's change, there's hope, there's future in your name. Just let God open you up and let him work.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, you guys are awesome. You guys are great. Thank you for letting me do this interview together. Thank you for at least hearing me out. You know, just a rapper that's trying to do God's will.
Hey, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Yes, we really appreciate your honesty. Okay.
Thank you.
Guys, definitely go check out Fear of God from the Reborn mixtape on Spotify, YouTube, or SoundCloud. All right, it's a wrap. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to C-Note's Christian Hip Hop Culture Podcast, Up and Coming Artist Edition. We thank you so much for listening. We love you. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you are indeed a Christian hip hop artist and you'd like to be on our podcast and share your music, we definitely want to hear from you. Check out the info in the description. There will be instructions for you on how to be on this podcast. If you are indeed a listener who has been impacted by Christian hip hop in any way, we want to hear from you too. So definitely reach out with the same steps. Follow us on social media. Follow C-Note. Follow Illy Enforcement Entertainment. Thanks again for tuning in. We love you. Be blessed. Let me get a C-Note. Perfect.